friend, grace and peace to you. Friend, when was the last time you experienced something completely new? When was the last time you experienced something you didn't understand? This last week, something happened to me that was completely new, and it was something I didn't really understand, and honestly still don't. This last week or so, I've managed to get something, to catch something called contact dermatitis. It's a strange thing. It's the thing that's making my face more ruddy, more peely, and my eyes look oddly puffy too. It's also making my hands swell and go a little numb and work not quite as well as I'd like to. But with this, it's reasonable to ask the question, what on earth is contact dermatitis? When the fabulous doctor in A&E saw me, she explained things to me in a reassuringly and easily understood way. She told me that it isn't contagious, so you can't catch it, even if you could through the screen. And it's a strange allergic reaction. But what does contact dermatitis mean? Well, contact means to touch. We maybe all know that. And dermatitis? You might know, but then you might not. It's a word of two parts. First part, derma, means skin. And the second part, itis, means swelling. So, contact dermatitis means I've come into contact with something, I've touched something, that's caused my skin to swell up. I've been told, as I've said, it's not contagious, it's not going to cause lasting damage, and whilst it's annoying, at some point in the next couple of weeks, I'll be good as new. So what's this got to do with our reading and with communion? Other than it's reasonable to explain why my face looks funnier than normal, I wanted us to think about things that might sound scary, but when we understand them, they aren't. So thinking about that, and remembering that some things sound scary and aren't when we understand them, let's hear our reading.
This morning's reading is from Luke chapter 13, reading from verses 1 to 9. Now there were some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish. Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you too all will perish." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now, I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig round it and fertilise it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down."
Wow. It's a slightly weird reading. But what's going on? I think we can break this down into a couple of bits. Firstly, Jesus is asking the question of his followers, "Do you think you're better than other people because you've made different mistakes?" And the answer that Jesus gives was no. And secondly, Jesus told a story about a fig tree. A tree that failed to grow any figs, but the farmer asked for the tree to be given another chance to grow fruit. That means, in all the slightly scary language, Jesus was saying that we all make mistakes and no one is better than anyone else, and that we can all and should all be given a second chance. I'm now going to explain why this candle's here and show you something really simple and ask you what's going on. So if we light this candle, have a think and ask those around you, what's happening? I've just lit a candle, so I've set the wick on fire. The candle's now burning. The candle's emitting light, but what is happening? Getting into the science, it sounds a little odd. But the wax that is melting, it's the wax that's burning, and it's changing from a hydrocarbon into light, heat, and carbon dioxide. And a few other things. And as the candle burns, things change. And to be quite honest, it's quite a tricky thing to completely understand. But we can see it happens. We know it's happening. We see the benefit the candle brings. And when we give second chances, we can see that makes a difference too. Even if we don't fully understand what it means to the person given the second chance. So maybe, as you go about your day, you can talk to those around you about second chances that they've been given, that you've been given, and look for places you can give others a second chance too. Forgiveness is so important. When we ask God for forgiveness, when we forgive ourselves and when we forgive others, we can see the difference it makes, even if we don't fully understand it. And that's the thing about a life of faith. We don't always need to completely understand it. As a minister, as a person, I greatly value when we share communion together. But I don't fully understand it. I don't fully exactly know what's going on, but I feel God's presence. And I feel God pulling me into a loving embrace in a way I can't explain. And it's without needing to completely understand it. We come to share in communion together today. I invite you now to take a moment to get your bread and wine, biscuit and Ribena, whatever you have. Take a moment to get it ready if you haven't already. Hit pause if you wish. We'll be waiting as you return. Friends, we come together to the communion table. We remember, as we always do, that on the night before he was executed, Christ took bread and wine whilst gathered with his friends. God, as we come to your table, open our hearts and minds to you. Help us to find you and allow love to refine us and make us shine bright, knowing that you will come and you are already here. God, fill us with your spirit as we turn back to you, forgiven and forgiving, seeking a world of peace for all. Amen. Now let us look to the table. And remember that when Jesus was gathered with his friends that night, he took bread and broke it. He took wine and he lifted it high. He blessed them both as he said to his friends, "When you gather and share in these things, remember me." God, as we break bread and as we drink wine together, we ask that you fill these elements near and far, however we hold them, with your Holy Spirit, that she might convey your blessing on all that we may consume, transforming it for this holy use and mystery. Amen. Friends, eat your bread and be nourished. Drink your wine and be refreshed. The peace, forgiveness, and love of our Lord Jesus Christ is with you now. So take that peace, forgiveness and love into the world, sharing the mystery of God with all people. Amen.